Hello, happiness seekers. Welcome back. I am so pleased that you're listening to this Alphabet of Happiness 26-day boost, where I'm bringing you 26 days of science of backed happiness principles, one for every letter of the alphabet, to celebrate the launch of my brand new book, The Alphabet of Happiness. It is our official countdown to the big book launch party on 31st of October at the Science Museum in London. I hope you'll be able to join me. But of course, it's very much about creating a happiness toolkit that works for you. And I do hope that you're finding all the tips practical and you are able to apply them to give your mood a real boost. And today's letter is K for kindness, which is all about making other people happy without resentment. It's fascinating to know that by being kind to other people and engaging in random acts of kindness, we absolutely can influence the happiness of others, and we can therefore shape our society. So research shows that when we are engaging in the random acts of kindness, we are able to influence people up to 3 degrees of separation, which really means that by being kind to one person, we are able to influence happiness of 2 other people connected to that person, even if we personally don't know them. And for me, frankly, that's like the biggest proof that our small daily kind actions are seriously contributing to building a happier society. If each of us can influence 3 people for being happy, for being kind, ultimately we're creating incredible communities that we live in. And in the alphabet of happiness, I also aim to be realistic about being kind, because it's great we have that power, and kindness is important to our happiness and happiness of other people. But if we are kind beyond our means and resources, that can really result in frustration and burnout. Research shows that if we are helping out of obligation or under pressure, we are more likely to experience frustration or resentment rather than that happiness boost we are after. So being kind towards ourselves is really important. We need to replenish our energy and resources. So engaging in self-kindness is as equally important as being kind to other people. So for today, I would love you to cultivate your kindness towards yourselves and also others by trying metta meditation. So metta means love in Pali, a language native to Indian subcontinent. And the practice of metta meditation is very simple. You sit still, you take some deep breaths, and first you're sending feelings of love and kindness and gratitude towards yourself. After a few breaths, you expand your reach of love and kindness to close friends and family, then to people in your wider circle, acquaintances, colleagues, people in your community, then to all the strangers who may live in the city, and to all the strangers who live in your country, and finally to all of the human beings on this planet. And metta meditation has been shown to help cultivate feelings of love towards others. It shows to help us cultivate a self-compassion and kind towards ourselves, so therefore we are more likely to be kind more often. So thank you so much for listening. I hope that being kind is on your to-do list for today. Remember to also be kind to yourself. And remember, if you'd like a summary of all the letters we've explored so far, make sure to subscribe to my newsletter on Substack. And be kind to other people. Tag them in your post about this letter, about the alphabet of happiness, for a chance for them to win one of the 3 signed copies of my book. I wish you a wonderful day full of kindness, and I see you soon for the next letter. Bye.